Hi, Ruben. I know you're busy.
Hey.
I'm sorry I missed your call. I didn't want to process your payment yet until I talked to you, because that's how I roll. Okay, so just FYI.
I appreciate that. No, yeah, I just had a quick question. Sorry, I've been taking long myself.
You know what I figured? Look, I totally understand a plumber's job is never done, and sometimes you probably have you might think in your mind, oh, I'm going to be done at 5, but you end up working until 10 o'clock at night. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what question did you have, hon?
So I updated my billing information, so I have
yes.
the credit card on file and everything, right?
Okay.
Now there's this other page that tells me I have to reactivate my account.
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell you why it shows that, okay? So the reason why you see that is because in order for me to set it up so that you could enter your card information, I had to set it up like you were a previous client that was reactivating their account, so you can put in your own own information that I'm not doing it for you. Does that make sense? So
yes,
yeah,
okay.
So that's what that meant.
So, got it. So
you don't even need
this,
to click
right?
on that. Yeah, don't click on the, did it ask you to re-click on the reactivate?
Yeah, it says reactivate, and then there's a amount of $249. So that's what
okay.
I wasn't sure of.
Yeah, hold on one second. Yeah, hold on one second, Mijo. Give me one second. Let me just message my manager because it should be $348. Give me one second here. Hold on one second.
$249 is fine.
You're like $249 is fine. Yeah, huh? I know. I wished. Hold on one second. Pretty busy this morning.
I had a quick estimate in the morning. I have another call coming up right now at noon, so I just came to the gym real quick.
Oh, I'm so jealous. You know what? Can I tell you something? I set my alarm for 4 o'clock this morning to hit boot camp at 5. Man, I don't know what happened. Let me see. He entered his Yeah, I don't know if I slept through the alarm or I probably was hitting the snooze button and I didn't like realize it. I know my cousin called me up and she's like, I didn't make it to the gym because we were trying to meet each other there. We're like our like gym partners.
Yeah.
And then I start busting up. I'm all, girl, I was still stuck to the covers. She's like, what? I'm like, I know. Total fail. You know what? We had full body on Monday, and I swear, yesterday I was like, I feel like an old lady. I am so stiff right now. Like, my glutes are killing me. My glutes and my abs. But it's okay. If they say you want big glutes, you got to lift big, right?
Okay.
Lift heavy.
There you go.
Okay. He's just fixing it on his end. And then
okay.
So I do have you scheduled, so don't click on anything yet. I do have you scheduled for today between 1 and 2. Is that going to still work for you, Ruben? Because I think you mentioned you have something at 12?
I have a job at 12, but it's not an emergency or nothing. I could always step out.
Nothing major?
How long is the
appointment itself takes between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but it's just basically going over everything that you and I went over, making sure I put everything correctly, and just kind of going over like your keywords and your search terms and all of that, right? So if for some reason, like let's say we call you, right? And you just can't take the call, at least just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me right back? So this way, we'll call you right back, or we reschedule it for a time that's going to be more convenient for you. I actually have, just so you know, let me look at the calendar, because I do have a 2 to 3 o'clock if that works better for you. I could switch it to that.
That would actually probably be better.
Would that be better? Okay, so let me do that then. Let me just switch you to 2 to 3. So this way you're not like feeling rushed yourself, you know? Let me change it here. Okay, I'm going to change you to 2. So instead you'll be 2 to 3 o'clock. This way it buys you a little bit more time and you don't feel so rushed like, oh man, you know what I mean? Because I want you to get your work done too, you know? We're here to help your business, not hurt it.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. I mean, in whatever way I can help you, you know what I mean? I don't have $1 million to loan you, but I mean, I'll help you in whatever way I can.
Thank you.
Now, I'll be sending you like emails too. So when, how we're going to get you verified through Google faster, we're going to send you this email of pictures that we need you to send us. Okay. Now the pictures, basically it's like a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your business license, your business insurance, your registration. If you have business registration, you're going to send a picture of your work truck or work van with the license plate showing. So we give you a list. Right? Send us the pictures that you do have. I mean, what you have, right? If there's items that you don't have on that list, don't worry about it. Like it even says like an invoice. When it says invoice, it's a blank invoice, not an invoice of your, like not an invoice with your client's information on it. Okay.
Got it.
So give me 1 second. Okay, so I'm gonna actually process it on my end. You know what? I saved your mom's maiden name, but I think I spelled it wrong. Let me make sure I did it right. Give me 1 second. Do you remember what your mom's maiden name was? That's your security word. What is it?
It's Leticia. L-E-T-I-C-I-A.
Her maiden name is her last name.
Leticia Lezama.
Lezama, right? L-E-Z-A-M-A. That's what I put. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. So I'm processing your payment. I know when you don't get your text messages or emails, right, while we're on the phone?
Correct. I'm working on that with Timo to see how I can, you know, fix that.
Okay. Mimo, you want to do me a favor?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it said when I tried to process the payment, it said that the card information is invalid. You want to make sure that you put the right card information?
I did. It's the company credit card.
It tells me, so when you put it in, did you put the business name too on that company card or just your name on it?
You know what? It didn't even ask me for a company. Well, it's under my first and last name, right under it does ask me for the company name.
Okay, don't put the company name. It's either one or the other. If you looked at the steps that I put for you, it said only enter your name or the company name, one or the other. Okay.
That's what I did. I didn't include the company.
And you put all the – okay, give me 1 second because I don't want to run the card again. Hold on. I'm trying to get him to fix it to find out what's going on because I don't want to keep you too long on the phone because I know you got things to do too. Yeah, because it won't show me anything like as far as like your card number. The only thing it shows me it was a MasterCard.
Okay, let me do this. Okay, I'm uploading it. I forgot to change payment. Yeah, it's not a MasterCard, it's a Visa. So let me update it.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, because I wouldn't even be able to see, like, what kind of card it, I mean, it'll show me MasterCard, but it doesn't even show me anything else. Like, I see an expiration date and all that, but that's it. I don't even see the card number. Because it masks everything. Okay.
I think it was able to change it. It says the stuff, so.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Let's try it one more time.
Okay, 1 second. Yeah, it shows that you changed it to a Visa on my end. I just need him to make sure he updates it. Give me a minute. And then I'm just going to go back to your notes that I have put on here because I want to make sure that I change that we changed your time. Someone just sent me a message. Ruben's trying to get a hold of you because when you send the text, our customer service department, they'll see it. So they're like, Ruben's trying to get a hold of you. I'm on the phone with him. You still there, Ruben?
I'm here.
Okay. Did I lose you? Okay, let me see. It's so funny. My manager's last name is Hernandez, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have a bunch of cousins with that last name, but they live in Artesia, kind of Norwalk area. Are you familiar with over there?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like literally like, I mean, I'm in Anaheim, so like I would say Artesia is like maybe 15, 20 minutes. It's like right off the 91, you know?
91, right.
Yeah, like you get out, like you know where the Cerritos Mall is and stuff like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Around there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So the payment was processed. Now, your receipt is going to go to you in an email, and it comes to you in a text message, but I know since we're on the phone, you're not going to see it. But your client interview, I've switched it now to be between 2 and 3 o'clock. So I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, so that way, just in case if it slips your mind. But again, if I'm not on a call or if I'm not in a meeting, I'm going to actually be the one calling you. Okay, to introduce you to the technician.
Got it.
Okay. And then what I just wanted to make sure I have everything down. Oh, your Facebook page, you said you have a Facebook page already, right? I think I found it. What did I do with it? Okay. I'll pull it up. And then we got the website. Everything else is good. I have your hours of operation, 24/7. Okay, that's it. You're all set. I would like to be the first, Ruben, to welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Super excited. And thank you for giving us the opportunity. You are so welcome. So I'm going to let you get back to work doing what you do best, and then we're going to call you shortly today, okay, for your client interview.
Okay.
All right, Mihal. Any other questions?
Alrighty. No, I think everything's pretty straightforward as of now, so thank you very much.
All right. You are so welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.